Welcome to the My Crazy Office Podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Katherine Crowley. They are committed to helping you navigate the hardest part of any job, the people. And now, here are Kathy and Katherine.
Welcome back, everyone. It's Kathy and Katherine, My Crazy Office. So today we're going to talk about passive-aggressive coworkers.
Passive-aggressive behavior at work.
Yeah, we all know what that's like. We all have that, right?
We do, and actually I think it's important to define passive-aggressive behavior.
Well, then I'm going to give that to you.
Well, so passive-aggressive behavior is what it sounds like, which is that on the one hand, the person who does something that bothers you or that seems mean-spirited, but on the other hand, it's done so passively that you can't put your finger on it. Mm-hmm. So it's very difficult to detect. Mm-hmm. And it can be anything. It can be in a tone. It could be like, wow, nice dress. Mm. That could be passive-aggressive.
Yeah, it's the complete opposite of me. I'm just aggressive. All right, let's go to our first question. Christine, what do we have here?
So our first question is from Waukegan, Illinois. Mm-hmm. I have a passive-aggressive coworker who acts friendly towards everyone, then tells lies and twists any and everything that is said to her. I have already stopped any communication with her except strictly business. Still, she sits within earshot of my workspace and I can pick up tidbits of her lying. What should I do?
Oh my God.
That is a tough one.
Ooh. All right. You know, this is my feeling on this one is that, I mean, give it some time. Everybody's going to know that she's a liar. Everybody's going to see what she does. So the thing about her is she's afraid of looking bad, but the truth is she's going to look bad.
Oh, wait,
you don't like my answer.
No, I'm going with it. Here's what I would say is I think that it's really hard to deal with this kind of person because if you're sitting with an earshot and hearing her malign and distort other people's business, that the justice renderer in you is going to want to either run around and tell everyone what she's doing or go straight to her and chew her out.
Yeah, you're going to want to confront her. That's what I would want to do, but this doesn't work, right? You can't, because she will lie. She'll say, I didn't say that.
That's right. Well, the only time you can confront her is if she's saying it to you, and if you know if you could do, actually, Kathy, you're very good at challenging someone's distortion. Like, say, are you sure about that? Is that the fact? That's not how I understand it to be. So you can do that. And you can also, I think it's fair game to warn unsuspecting coworkers just to be careful around this person.
Right. See, I think it's important not to so much confront, but to let her know that you know.
Yes.
To say, I heard what you said before. I would check on that. I would just check those facts.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah, so something like that. Let her just know that she's being caught. Because I think a person like this is petrified of really being caught.
Yes.
Right? Isn't that underneath it? I think she's being really aggressive, but underneath it, she feels not that good about herself.
Well, and often passive-aggressive coworkers aren't great workers. You know?
Oh.
Yeah. They're busy. The maligning and distorting and blaming of others is a way to throw the focus off of their performance.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, so you want to try to get this person fired. But here's the thing. They're going to get themselves fired.
That's right.
As I said right off the bat, this is the kind of person that gets caught it really pretty quickly
over time. And the less you react actually to them,
the quicker, the faster
it takes care of itself.
Right. Because if you make a big deal, then you're going to look like the problem. So just let them get caught.
Right. Let them know that you know you're on to them.
Right.
And then let their ridiculous lies catch up to them.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a tough one.
Yeah, especially if you're in an open environment and you deal with this every minute. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is tough. I know we have another passive aggressive
situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. So our second question is from Anchorage, Alaska. Mm-hmm. As a manager, what signs should I watch for to detect passive aggressive behaviors in my work group, especially when they're not directed at me, but others in the group?
That's a really good question. I appreciate that a manager is looking out.
Fantastic.
How do I figure this out? You know, I think it's actually not that easy to mm-hmm. see it, because that's the whole goal of a passive aggressive person, is to not,
that's right,
you know, they're aggressive in a passive way. So they don't, you know, it's hard to detect until they've actually done something. So I mean, I think that you need to listen to your staff when they say,
yeah,
so-and-so said they were going to help me and then they didn't show up. You know, so when somebody says they're going to do something, but then they don't, that's a sign. And I listen to your staff. And what do you think?
I think that's good. And I do think the staff will tell you. Sometimes they'll tell you just by virtue of them having an erratic reaction to someone else's behavior. Like, let's say someone passive aggressively doesn't show up to help someone at an important event. Mm-hmm. The person who's left in the lurch may seem hysterical, mm-hmm. right? Like mm-hmm. saying, I can't believe you let me down. How could you do that? You promised. And that person saying, no, I didn't promise. You seem to be confused. To notice that the person who's erratic and really upset may be telling you something about the individual who's yeah. acting as if they did nothing wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you also have to watch for people that really avoid conflict. Mm-hmm. You know, they're always say, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. But they're many times not direct
and yeah.
because they're so afraid of being perceived as, walking towards conflict. So if you see that, then you want to start questioning other people and really watching the behavior.
Right. And then there's body language is great to look for.
What's passive aggressive body language?
Well, a little eye rolling could do the job, right?
I do that.
A little.
Doesn't everybody do that?
I do that at my husband. He hates it.
Oh, well, your husband, that's different. Yeah. Anyway, at work, go back to work.
So eye rolling, note writing to others, you know, while someone's talking, mm-hmm. a little whispering, giggling, a knowing giggle mm-hmm. when someone else is speaking, anything that speaks of sort of behind the scenes maneuvering, from a managerial point of view, I would try to nip that in the bud.
Yeah, I think that's really good advice. So, you know, the passive aggressive really... They're very tough ones in the workplace. They're not outwardly aggressive, so it's not so obvious. So it may take a while to really, you know, recognize that you've got one of these people in your office. But hopefully you've learned something today.
That's right. And hopefully, most of all, as Kathy was mentioning, you tune in and really notice what's happening, any signs and indications that someone is causing trouble behind the scenes. Mm. That's it. Please send your questions to mycrazyoffice.co and we will be happy to answer them.
Bye.
Bye.
Join us next time for another My Crazy Office podcast. And don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.